Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite life coach, Danielle Shelton. All right, y'all, it is 2024 and we are in this thing. Listen, one of the things that has been circulating is the whole idea of a new start. And it inevitably comes with a new year, right? It's like new start, new me, new year, new me, new year, new goals, new year, new me. And everybody does the, I'm going to start over. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. One of the things that I think we don't realize is every year that turns, your old self just goes into the new year. Like all of your old stuff just goes with you to your new stuff. So if you don't change the old stuff, it literally just carries on to the new stuff. So my goal of the podcast today is to move us away from this idea that just because there is a new thing, a new opportunity, a new year, a new residence, a new car, a new whatever may be new in your life, a new relationship, if you did not change mindsets and behaviors, then you are inevitably going to sabotage that new thing. And I want us to really, really get to a place where we fully understand that we have the ability to choose different. However, it is comfortable to stay in familiar dysfunction. So this is the goal. Choose different, and in that choice, be willing to sacrifice your old self, that old thing, that old way of thinking, that old mindset. If you have followed me for any span of time, you know, I've gone through my peaks and I've gone through my valleys. And I'm going to just use my fitness journey. When I decided that I no longer wanted to be overweight, I not only had to change my eating habits, I had to change what my idea about food was. And then I had to change what my idea around exercise was. And then I had to change what my idea about what was a challenge to me. And then I had to change what my time meant. Because what I saw is I would spend time with things that were of no value to me. And then the things that I valued, I wouldn't give them time or I would run out of time. And then I would inevitably say, I don't have time for that thing. When the truth was, I absolutely had time for it, but I designated that time to something else. I designated my valued time for something that had no value. And then I looked at myself and said, oh, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. I justified my missteps, my mismanagement. I justified it by saying I just didn't have time. When the truth was, I had all the time in the world, but I was utilizing my time for something that wasn't going to be ultimately beneficial. And moving that away from a fitness journey, going into a life journey, it doesn't matter what you are doing that is new. If you choose to take your old self into a new thing, if you're moving to a new place, but you're taking your old self to that new place, you're just going to be your old self in the new place. And then the new place will start to deteriorate because your old self came with you. If you're moving your old self into a new relationship, you're just going to sabotage the relationship because all you did was change partners. You didn't change thought processes. You didn't change priorities. You didn't change time management. You just changed the person. You just changed the partner, but you didn't actually change your mindset. So I want us to get to a place where we stop wanting to acquire all of the new things before we fix the old things. There are things about our mindsets and habits that we have that we have to check and we have to change in order to make that new thing
run differently than it did before. Now, if the old thing was of value and it worked for you, then keep going. But if the old thing had no value, if the old thing did not work for you, if the old thing inevitably left you feeling depressed and left you feeling lonely and left you feeling like you didn't have a direction in life, if that's what the old thing did, then the first thing you have to do with the new thing is you have to improve your mindset. How are you looking at life? Do you have a game plan? Do you have a blueprint? What are you listening to? What music are you listening to? What messages are you sending? What books are you reading? Because those things matter. How are you spending your time? Are you up? Are you among people? Are you among movers and shakers? Are you somebody that you just lay in the bed all day and you just want it to come to you? Or are you out there going to get it? See, because that matters. Time matters. If you're spending 3 hours on the phone gossiping or 3 hours on the phone with somebody that you're interested in, you can't say you didn't have time. What you can say is, I chose to take 3 hours out of my day to be on the phone. I chose to take 7 hours out of my day to be in foolishness. Like, we all pick and choose what we want to give our time to. So we can't give our time to all of the things that are foolish, none of the things that are of value, and then turn around and say, I didn't have time. What we can start doing in this new year is being accountable for what we do with our time. You absolutely had time to improve your life. You absolutely had time to make better choices. You chose not to. So now, instead of saying I didn't have time, I want us to reframe the phrase I didn't have time to, I didn't make the time to. So now we become accountable for our time. Now, instead of saying I didn't have time, now we can say I didn't make time. I did not choose to make time to do better. I didn't choose to make time to read. I didn't choose to make time to go back to school. I didn't choose to make time to pursue that thing. I didn't choose to make time to grocery shop. I didn't choose to make time to cook a healthier meal. I didn't choose to make time to go to the gym. I didn't see how those things, because now when we start taking accountability and we start saying, I didn't choose to have time, now it forces us to be like, holy crap, how am I spending my time? Once you become accountable for the things that you are choosing to do, then and only then can you change the trajectory of where your life is going. So if you are someone who is listening to this podcast and you are like, you know what? New year, new me. I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it new. I'm going to do it better. I applaud that. But now let's change our mindset. Let's change our habits. Let's change our time management. Let's figure out how we're going to get a blueprint. Let's figure out all of the things that we need to do so that the old us doesn't come into the new year. I don't really believe in resolutions. It's not really my thing, but I do believe in choosing different. And we all have the power to choose different. And I want to empower you today that you can choose different. You can choose to be different. Will you have to give up some things? Yes. Will it be uncomfortable to do it different? Yes. Will it be beneficial to do it different? Also, yes. I believe every single person who listens to this podcast that wants to live life differently, I believe in you and I trust that you could do it. But I also know that it takes dedication, it takes time, it takes energy to value the time that you're choosing. So, you know, I always lead with an action step. Action step today is, what behavior do you have that you're going to do different? Because all of us have like these self-sabotaging behaviors. What is the thing that you do that you are deciding you're not going to do that thing anymore? You're going to replace it with something else. That's a whole other podcast. I'm going to address that in a different podcast because we got to replace stuff with stuff. Okay. So there's a behavior that you have. I want you to visualize it. I want you to write it down. Write down what's unhealthy about how you're choosing to live in a space that you no longer want to be in? What's that unhealthy behavior? Write that unhealthy behavior down. And then on top of the unhealthy behavior, write down a behavior, a way that you're going to change that behavior and how that change is going to look. Because that matters. Having a vision for those things, it matters. All right. So write down that unhealthy behavior and then literally write on top of the unhealthy behavior, write down the healthy behavior and what it looks like for you. Because it matters our vision. It matters that we could recognize our unhealthy behaviors. And it matters if we have a plan to make sure that we do better for ourselves. All right, y'all. This has been Tips and Tricks Podcast with Life Coach Danielle Shelton. I will see you guys next Thursday. Tune in. Peace out.